Time now for your mail, and we have two corrections from Wednesday's program.
I spoke with Senator Christopher Dodd, the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, about financial regulatory reform, and I said the Obama administration has proposed eliminating the Office of Thrift Supervision and keeping the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency in business. Well, actually, the proposal calls for merging the two regulatory bodies into a new one, the National Bank Supervisor.
In another piece on Wednesday about this week's G20 summit, we mistakenly identified President Bush's chief aide at the G20 meeting last December. We said Dan Prince. His name, in fact, is Dan Price. Also this week, I spoke with Professor Joshua Clover from University of California, Davis, about the one-day walkout he was planning at his school in response to recent budget cuts. We got this note from Vivian Lee Nitre, the chair of the Religious Studies Department at the University of California, Riverside. She writes, "The UC Davis faculty member who described massive class cancellations provided a misleading picture of the situation, at least on the Riverside campus. Many departments on our campus have signed resolutions of support for the walkout that included a pledge to meet classes as usual, but to devote time to discussion of the threat to public education by the erosion of public understanding and fiscal support."
Yesterday, I spoke with Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, about a small success this week in the development of an HIV vaccine. I asked Dr. Fauci about the ethics of testing the vaccine, and that caught the attention of Robert Blum in Cincinnati. He writes this, "As a participant in a two-year-long HIV vaccine study, which was completed more than 5 years ago, I can vouch that the researchers provided plenty of information regarding safer and less safe activities." He continues, "Researchers don't have to hope that their study participants will not follow the counseling. They already know that despite their best efforts, many won't."
We want to hear from you about our best efforts and when you think we've fallen short. Send us a note. Go to npr.org, click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.